Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. We are live today. I'm so excited about today's show. We're going to be talking to a medical intuitive and an energy healer, and so if this is something that's exciting for you, I'm excited to welcome to my show, Joe Petrosky. How are you?
Well, thank you, Lori. I appreciate it. This will be nice.
Yeah, you've got to start us off at the beginning, because when we start saying the words medical intuitive and energy healer, I need you to take us to the beginning of really how you got started and what this is all about.
Well, in the 90s, I had a very, very serious illness, and the doctors worked with me for 6.5 years. And in 1999, the doctors that I was working with actually sent me home to die. I had been on oxygen for almost 2 years, and it was a very traumatic thing. It was very scary, and I tried everything that you can imagine under the sun. I tried every vitamin, mineral. I had done everything that every doctor, every nutritionist, chiropractor, you know, every specialist told me to do, and I still was dying. And then I met this fellow that was a Shaolin master, and he was, which is from China. And he was able to help me, and he sent me to his students. And after the second one-hour session, I was off of the oxygen that I had been on for nearly 2 years. And after the third one-hour session, I was completely healthy, and which was amazing. And this fellow looked at me, and he said, well, you can do this too. And I looked at him with all the disbelief I could muster. And simply with his eyes, he looked back at me and never said a word, but with his eyes, he just said, you can. And so I trained with him for 3.5 years, and he set me up with a mentor, and we worked every single Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday for 3.5 years. And at that point, during that time, he had made me one of his instructors, and I achieved under his way the title of master of his work. And then after working with him for 5.5 years, he actually met with me and he told me that I needed to go teach what I was doing, because I had taken what he had taught me and I actually did it my way, and I did it as I saw it. And so he says, you need to go teach. You need to go teach. And so he blessed me and sent me on my way. And so since 2001, I have been doing healing work. And what it is basically is I'm not an artist or a musician. The gift that God, universe, source gave me is I can actually see, hear, and feel a client's body's energy. And what I've done is I've set out the intent. Yeah, it's been the most amazing process, the most amazing journey. And when I sit with a client, I can actually feel the body. And in a very short time, we can eliminate pain, illness, allergies, migraines, and traumas. And so it's been quite an adventure.
Wow. You definitely need your own academy there. So is there a specific name or modality that you would put the healing into? Do you categorize it into a certain type of work or not?
It's a very, very profound type of technique. It's beyond Reiki or Qigong or healing hands or healing touch. Because the magnitude of what we can do in one session is quite amazing. And when my teacher was asked what he called it, he says Chinese energetics. And they said, well, why? And he said, I'm Chinese. And I've resisted the idea of calling mine Polish energetics. I've chosen not to do that. But I have morphed in this process. In 2001, I started to do it. In 2003, I incorporated for the first time with a company name of Pain Eliminated Incorporated, because I mostly was dealing with pain and illness. And then in 2012, I had seen that my clients, even though we had gotten rid of the pain, the illness, whatever, they hadn't achieved the level of happiness, joy, and ease that I know that we all can have in our life. And so from February of 2012 until November, I had set out in prayer and meditation to find a better way to work with my clients. And in November of 2012, I was actually inspired by the movie The Cure Is, And when I first saw that, I began writing, and I wrote for 8 pages. And the second time I saw it, I wrote for 6, and the third I wrote for 4. And I changed my work mostly to be an intuitive healing coach. And so I work with people so they can have that true sense of freedom. And since then, I've actually changed the name recently to True Alignment Techniques, because True Freedom You, people are kind of baffled. What does that mean? But people can understand being aligned. And so when I say True Alignment Techniques, they can understand that, because we need to have our conscious mind, our unconscious mind, our physical body, and our emotional body, and our spiritual body all in alignment. And if we're not in alignment, we can desire anything, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to manifest. We can take the pills, we can do the surgeries, whatever, and we may recover from one situation, but another may develop. But once we're in that true alignment, you can have that freedom, and you can have that ease, and you can have that profound health. So it's been a joy, and it's been a process to watch it all unfold.
And so your work, you can tell where somebody is being limited so that they're not making that happen. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. When I sit down, I set out the prayer and the intention to see what I need to see, hear what I need to hear, and feel what I need to feel, and then only say the words that the client actually needs to hear. Because if we can deal with something and eliminate it without a person having to relive a situation or a trauma, I'm all for that. And when I sit down and to see this, I can actually see and feel the energy and hear it. And as I do, instances or people, places, things that the person has dealt with may come forward. And sometimes I actually have to bring that information to the client and ask them, what do they think about? And as we do this, it changes. And their body actually starts its own healing process. And that's why it's so profound. I don't go in there and make a judgment about the body. I don't look to see if there's a deficiency or there's an excess. I don't make that judgment. I let the body itself come to its own alignment. And it's very powerful, very powerful.
It actually reminds me of some people that were doing work in the brain, and the brain makes its own adjustment. It sounds really kind of in that line of the brain sees what it was doing and adjusts. It's not the outside person. So I think you're definitely, I know you're definitely onto something right. Can you share a little bit with our audience of the type of clients? I mean, you had, obviously hundreds or thousands of clients you've worked with now, but some of the type of things that you've come across that they may or may not be surprised by, that you could share with them how your work takes place.
Well, there's one fellow that may call in later today if he's not actually flying. He's a pilot, and pilots have a very rigorous FAA physical that they have to pass. Well, my client actually, I cannot remember, he was very active. He raced snowmobiles and also did some motorbikes. And so anyway, somehow he tore his meniscus, and the FAA doctor sidelined him, and he says, you need to have surgery, and you're going to be out of work for, quite some time. And the pilot had come to me probably about 2 or 3 years previous to that, when he had injured his back. I was able to help him completely eliminate the back pain, no spasms, no issues, 100% range of motion. And so he called me up one day and he says, hey, he says, I hurt my knee. He says, do you think you can help me? And I'm glad he didn't tell me that he tore his meniscus. He just says, I hurt my knee. Do you think you can help me?
Knee.
And I'm like, yeah, it feels like I can help your knee. And at that time, I saw people still in person. So he came into the office, and he could barely walk. And so he says, yeah, the doctor says I tore my meniscus. And I'm like, oh, okay, terrific. Well, we sat down, and probably about 45, 46 minutes into the session, he started moving his leg, twisting his leg, standing on his leg, and he actually could stand, and he could walk up the stairs, he could walk down the stairs. And at the time, I lived in a beautiful place that had 17 steps to get from my house down to the sidewalk, and so to get to where his car was parked. And he was able to walk up and down those stairs with complete ease. And he went back to the FAA doctor, and the doctor says, what are you doing here? And he says, well, he says, I think my knee's better. And the doctor looked at him incredulously and grabbed his leg and started twisting his knee, twisting his foot, turning it this way, turning it that way, shoving it up. And he says, well, he says, I don't know what you did, but you do not have a torn meniscus. And so going from the diagnosis of that to that, and I've worked with people. The bank back in Minnesota loved me because the bank president, actually the teller first, had migraines. And she had had migraines for about 16 years. And in one session, we were able to eliminate the migraines. And this girl used to, she was 35, she used to have migraines at least two or three times a week. And, well, we completely eliminated them. And then the bank president found out about it, and she had suffered from migraines. And so we helped her as well, and completely no migraines. And that's nice because people people say they manage pain. And if you've ever really had severe pain, you don't manage it. You know, when I was sick, they actually sent me to a pain management clinic, and there was nothing about managing it. I just tolerated it, and sometimes it really took me down. And so when I named my work, I said eliminate, eliminated.
Right.
And so I've worked, there was a woman on my website, paineliminated.com, and you click on the testimonials, she's one of the top ones on there. Her name was Judy, and she had horrific allergies, was so deathly allergic to soy and corn and wheat and you name it. She was she would get extraordinarily ill from it and have brain fog and all these different symptoms. She would be laid up in bed for days at a time. She had to quit her job. And we worked, and we worked for an hour, and then we worked for an extra 10 minutes to eliminate soy because she had had so many horrific attacks with the soy. And she sent me a letter a year after we worked saying, giving me this profound thanks, and because she had gotten her life back. And I worked with a woman that was very unfortunately, she was kidnapped by relatives, and she was when she was a child, and she was put into a child pornography ring, and she was held. She was held in northern Minnesota in a trailer without clothes, and people would be given the address, and they would be told to bring food to this girl, and that's where she was until one person actually fell asleep drunk, and she escaped, and she walked naked in 10-degree weather. And we worked, and we had to work a number of times, but it was probably only eight times. And we worked, and it was she was able to go back to where the events had occurred. And previously, she had stress-induced asthma. The asthma completely left her, and she could not go past that border of the town without throwing up. Because of how bad the symptoms were. Well, she actually went back to that town, ran into one of the people that didn't get sent to jail, and she was okay, and she was actually able to go back to the trailer and look at it, and she went from being, she couldn't walk past dark because she had such fears, and so she couldn't go out past dark unless she had two or three people with her, and even then it caused her such anxiety. But now she goes out to events, she goes out to theater, she walks, you know, through the, you know, the car ramps and all those types of things. So it's really amazing the scope of the work. There's one woman that she may call as well. I don't know how this works. She called up because her daughter was horrifically sick. She had a systemic issue in her body that whenever she ate food, she would get completely ill. And one of the side effects were that she would have these pustules. They were quarter-sized eruptions in her skin that looked like zits, but they were the size of a quarter. Well, we all know how painful a whitehead can get. Well, this girl had those incredibly painful things all over her body. And we worked with her, and she could hardly eat a thing without getting extraordinarily ill. And after three sessions, she could eat every single thing that was on the Thanksgiving table without getting sick. And So there's a lot of wonderful things. Back pain, knee pain. I work with people so they don't need the knee surgeries. They don't need the back surgeries. And if they have had the surgeries, a lot of times people will have the surgeries and they'll still be in a gross amount of pain or their range of motion won't come back. And so I will work with them to be able to eliminate the pain and regain the range of motion. So
well, we do have a caller on the line. So what I always like to do is we will see see who's with us and see what happens.
Okay,
let's try to take a caller.
Okay.
And see what happens. Hi, it's Lori and Joe, and you're on the air. Who do we have on the phone?
Hi, my name is Shannon Poppy, and I'm calling from Minnesota.
Thank you, Shannon. And so Joe is with us. Would you like to share a little bit, about experiences that you might have had working with Joe? We'd love to hear from you.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I am the mom that he was just referring to with the daughter who was very ill. And it was at a time in her life when she was supposed to be, you know, having the time of her life. It was the summer. Well, actually, when we met Joe, it was the fall, but she got sick this summer before her senior year of high school. And her illness was extremely devastating and rare. It kind of showed up in the form of acne, but it wasn't just acne. You couldn't even call it that. It was, like I say, it was devastating. She was home all summer, didn't want to go out, didn't want to be seen. All the medications she was taking had affected her intestines, and she had gotten leaky gut syndrome, so everything she ate just really made the situation so much worse. And like I say, it was devastating for me and everyone in our family, as you can imagine. And a stranger in a grocery store approached me when she saw I had lost a ton of weight and was very upset myself. And she's like, "Are you okay? Is there something wrong?" And I said, "Well, my daughter's really sick, and I don't know. The doctors aren't helping us," and I just broke down. And she said, "I know a man who can help you." And she called Joe Petrosky, and he answered his phone. And it was absolutely an answer for my prayers, and I'm forever grateful. Everything he said is, you know, that he talked about helping her, and she could eat Thanksgiving dinner a few weeks after they start talking. Yeah, I think it was only 3 sessions or something like that, but he's been amazing.
That's amazing. And just the fact that there are people that have these incredible gifts that unless the world knows about them, you know, so many people are missing out because, you know, these are obviously gifts that the more people can, you know, have that opportunity to be healed and to help. I mean, this would be awesome. It would be awesome.
Absolutely.
And I'm really glad. Yeah, I'm glad that you called in.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, because actually, you know, all my friends and family knew, obviously, something was going on. We'd kind of become recluses, and Claire didn't want to be seen, and I didn't want people to know. And so we really shut down. And then once we got better and then people saw what had happened and she started to clear and started to heal, they all wanted to know why and how. And Joe had been was coming to town, and I had a presentation because I wanted everyone to meet him and see him. And I had about 50 people, I'd say, Joe, if you remember, I think
yes.
it was 50, that were there at the presentation. And he went through the audience, and people, you know, raised their hand or stood up if they had an issue. And to watch him pinpoint for people he had never met before that I've known my whole life was amazing. I mean, people were, you know, all my friends have had sessions with him and have just had amazing results. And so it's not just me. It was really cool to see him work in a group like that where it wasn't like strangers that I didn't know, you know, what they had going on. I knew all these people, and it was just unbelievable. So I can't recommend him enough and vouch for his work enough. He's great.
Well, that's awesome. And then, you know, the show is live, so we are on the air. And once the show is over, the program is available in archives. So, you know, I always tell people the greatest compliment that you could give is to go back in there and take the link to the show, you know, and share it with people, you know, share it with groups of people, because along the way we just never know, you know, who really has to, you know, have this information and who, you know, could really use the work that he's doing. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. Had you ever, in your life experience before, had you ever worked with anybody who was, you know, medical intuitive or energy kind of healing, or was that like a totally new, just a whole new idea?
I had no idea. I didn't know what to expect. I was really caught off guard because of the fact that, like I say, when I was at this grocery store, this woman had called him on her cell phone and handed me the phone. And I didn't know from Adam. I mean, I just was blown away, and I was very devastated at the time, so I didn't even, I mean, honestly, I thought if this works, whatever it is, I'm going for it. But the feeling that I got just from talking to him, how he could calm me down as this really on the edge of a nervous breakdown myself, to be honest.
Wow.
I just had instant trust, instant faith. I came home and called my husband actually on the way home and said, unbelievable, I've met someone over the phone that we need to take our daughter to, and he's going to help us. And my husband was instantly on board because he could tell by my voice and by, you know, seeing the results, even from me just talking to him for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It just was, you know.
It's great.
It was amazing.
It's awesome. I know I had asked Joe, I said, you know, just talk to me some more. And he said, well, I almost enjoy it when somebody tells me that, you know, their situation is hopeless and nothing's going to work. And, you know,
right.
Nothing's going to happen. It, you know, probably isn't going to happen. And he's like, well, good. You know,
yeah.
I'm glad that it's hopeless because then
right.
we're really going to see what happens. You know, I mean, I know his words. He'll tell me his words some more, but he
right.
embraces when people are just having these amazing problems. And, you know, the fact that nothing's worked before, like, it doesn't bother him. He's really willing to try. And I met him at an event, and I was just really happy that I'd have an opportunity to talk to him and bring him on to our program. So thank you again for calling in, and I wish you and your family lots of good things and lots of health. And so stick and enjoy the rest of the conversation. You have a great day and a good new year.
Thank you, Shannon.
Isn't this, like, so cool? Well, Joe, this is amazing. Now, I know that you also have worked with athletes in helping their area of performance or peak performance. Let's talk a little bit about that for a minute, and if you have any examples, that would be very great.
Yeah, I was invited one time to go up to a camp for high-caliber high school and freshmen and sophomore and college football players and baseball players. And there was one fella that he was the quarterback, and so he was just high school, and he was lifting 265 pounds. He was benching it, and he had just done his absolute max. And I asked him to get up off the bench, and I told him to do one set of exercises and just exercises, just movements. I actually can't, by law, say exercises. I just had him do a set of movements. And he went back down on the table, and I said, put an extra 10 pounds on. And the trainer looked at me, and he says, you just saw he did his max. I says, I understand that. I says, you have three spotters, so let's put 10 more – or actually, it was 15 more pounds. And so we put 15 more pounds on, and the guy's like, yeah. He says, let's try this. And so he lifted the 15 pounds 10 times, no problem. And so I got him up, walked him around a little bit, and I had him do another set of movements, put him back down on the bench, and I said, let's add 10 more pounds. The trainer was up in arms again, and I said, you have three spotters. The athlete was up to doing it. So we did that, and then and he had no problem. And then I said, well, let's go for a walk. And so I took him for a walk, and there were some issues that this athlete had personally and emotionally and different things. And I started to talk about it, and he says, I haven't told anybody this. And I says, I understand that. He says, well, how have you known? And I says, well, let's just talk about it. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can clear. And so we talked for probably about 6-7 minutes, and I had him go back on the bench, and then I asked the trainer, I says, is there any way to put 7.5 more pounds on this? And he says, yeah. And so he put 7.5 more pounds on it, and again, the athlete lifted it instantly. And so what was, we increased his max by over 12% in less than 17 minutes. Okay, and now a high-caliber athlete with a great trainer will typically be able to increase that amount in 2 to 6 months. And so to do it in 17 minutes is quite profound. And we took that, there was three athletes that had been completely rejected by the colleges, and we got all three of those athletes starting positions. And one was a starting quarterback, and he went on into an Ivy League college, and he was knocked out. That college had good concussion rules, and he was knocked out by concussion 3 games before the end of the season. But before that, he had broken the all-time passing record, and he was 3 touchdowns shy of breaking down the all-time passing touchdown record. And so it was incredible to work with it. And then the trainer, he says, well, not only do I have 12 incredible athletes, he says, now I have 12 incredible men. And because we addressed their person, we addressed the issue, and yes, they performed incredibly. On my website, on the Pain Eliminated and the True Freedom U website, if you go to Athlete Examples, the rollout page there has some of the things that we were actually able to do with those athletes. And it's fun because athletes want to succeed. They will listen. They want to win. And so you tell them what to do and they do it. And there's a woman actually down in Del Rey. She's a high-level CrossFit competitor. And she was injured. And the chiropractor was treating her for 7 months. And she actually would leave the chiropractor's office feeling very, very painful because of the exercises and such. Well, we worked, and 42 minutes into it, she goes, this is it? She goes, really? This is it? I said, what do you mean? And she goes, I have no pain. I have no pain. And she goes, you haven't seen me, you haven't touched me, and I have no pain. And I says, well, how's the range of motion? I says, I know that there's no, and we actually were able to increase her range of motion, and there was only 2 positions that she still had weaknesses in, but because of the way that she had been continuing to train, we actually did need to meet, and I did some intuitive body work with her, and after that, she had 100% range of motion and no pain. And there was another fellow, a very high caliber athlete. He was actually doing one of those SEAL obstacle training courses, which was a 24-hour race. They did a lot of emotional things that basically was something that the SEALs would have to compete for. And this fellow was that caliber of an athlete. And he injured his foot. And I met him nine months after the injury. And same thing. We just worked over the phone, and about 85% of the pain was gone in that first session. And then we worked another session, and he absolutely had no problems. And he went out running, and it was the first time in 9 months that he could run. And and he was just so happy, but he was flabbergasted. He says, "I've gone to the chiropractor. I've gone to physical therapy. I've gone to the orthopedic, and all these things," and he was still in pain after 9 months worth of treatment from the regular doctors. And after 2 hours, he was completely free of pain and had 100% range of motion. So it is amazing. It really is amazing how this is, but it's all energy. Every single thing is still energy, and that's what we need to pay attention to.
It's all energy. So tell us what you have going on. Are you going to be coaching and teaching some things that people can participate in with you besides the one-on-one client work? Talk to us.
Yeah, this time of year, everybody is doing the New Year's thing. They want to start it out, and 98% of the people don't keep their New Year's resolutions. And it's not because they're good people. It's not because they don't have good intentions. 95% of our mind is working against us, and so because of the unconscious and subconscious. So like I had said, in 2012, I developed some coaching programs, and the new coaching that I'm actually working on right now is 2 completely different facets, and what it will be is I'll work 15 one-hour sessions with people over a period of 6 weeks, and I will include personal meditations for them, and we will have some video conferences as well, but the biggest thing is the 15 hours with me, and typically it's $3,000 for that kind of work before the meditations and before the video meetings and all this, and so those are the bonuses. And so instead of $3,000, what I'm doing for January is going to $2,500 for that, but I only can do it for 8 people because of my time and my abilities. So
oh,
that's,
my gosh.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's a heck of a bargain. It's, you know, and other coaches, there's other coaches that charge $10,000 and $20,000 for this kind of stuff. And not everybody can do that. And so I like people. I know I come from regular stock, and I know how my illness affected my family. I know how, like Shannon had just talked, that illness really affected her family greatly. And as she had said, she had lost weight herself, and she was on the verge of a breakdown. And so regular people need great help, too. And so that's why I make it affordable. And so I'm doing the 15 sessions, and then I'm also doing a few spots where it's 10 sessions over the 6 weeks. And that would typically, just the sessions themselves would be $2,000, and that's $1,700. And so, and if people want just the single sessions, I can do that. But the why would you do that if you can really do something and get to the end of the year and be able to say, yes, I achieved. I made my New Year's resolutions. I do have better relationships. And that's the biggest thing, is the better relationships. Everybody thinks they want money. And it's just like, you want love. You want
exactly.
your kids to be happy. You want your significant
exactly.
other to be happy. And, of course,
and we're at the end of
the
my
career.
Show, so I'm not happy. I'm not happy. So all of my listeners, it's been wonderful. We've had a great time here with medical intuitive and energy healer Joe Petrosky. So share the link.
Can I give
connect
him my
with
email
him.
Address?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. It is joseph@truefreedomandtheletteru.com.
joseph@truefreedomandtheletteru.com. And okay,
yeah.
We have the website right on the we have the website right on
okay.
the show page, and I will add the joseph@truefreedomu.com. Folks, until we get together
yeah.
again, be safe and be healthy. Goodbye for now, and thank you, Joseph. Come back to our show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Take care.